Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's Monday, it's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. We're going to be talking about a whole host of removals last week on Disney Plus. Also, we'll be talking about a brand new series coming to Disney Plus and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hit that like button as well, and let's jump into it. Okay, so let's kick things off with some bad news. Over the weekend, Disney removed over 100 originals from its streaming services around the world. That means on Hulu in the US, Star Plus in Latin America, and on Disney Plus. We saw a majority of them on Disney Plus globally. A whole host of different shows and films have been removed. Things like Willow, Big Shot, Mighty Ducks Game Changers, The Right Stuff, The One and Only Ivan, a whole host of films, a lot of Latin American shows. It pretty much was a bloodbath. If you were looking for some Disney Plus originals, they really did cut through and get rid of a lot. This was part of a way for Disney to try and save about $1.5 to $1.8 billion, basically like a tax write-off. They're going to be doing this to try and get their streaming services profitable, because they need to get it done by next year, because that's what they've kind of promised. And ultimately, in the long run, Disney Plus needs to be profitable for it to continue. And yeah, unfortunately, it looks like they just spent way too much during the pandemic and way too much trying to keep up with Netflix, which was just shoving originals out constantly. So they have removed a lot of content. Now, obviously, as you might expect, fans have been really upset about a load of stuff being removed. People are questioning, you know, their subscriptions, the prices keep going up, but they're taking stuff away. Some of the creators behind and some of the people that starred in these originals are also upset. Some of them didn't even get informed about it, that it was happening, until they found it on social media, which is just it's just awful. They shouldn't have done that. They should have been a bit more open about it. We don't yet know if these are going to be completely removed from history and we're never going to see them again, or if they're going to end up getting put out onto other streaming services, but they probably can't come back to Disney Plus or anything like that for a long time to come. But yeah, it's just a mess. I mean, I definitely think it hurts the Disney brand to have that much stuff removed. Puts a seed of doubt into people's minds about upcoming originals. I think we are going to be seeing a lot less of that. Bob Iger has spoken about that in the past. There's some great stuff in there that just really shouldn't have been removed. Looks like some of the Latin American stuff might end up getting distributed on other platforms in Latin America. That might follow some of the things they might do. But it's kind of difficult with some of the shows. I think with the Disney brand, they might not want to put them out there. And the question is are those streaming services going to want to have Disney's leftovers? Because these are not prime examples of great Disney Plus stuff. Let's be honest, a lot of the stuff that got removed wasn't watched. The viewership was not very good on it. I think there's a couple of different ways you could take it. Some of the originals maybe just weren't up to good quality and just people didn't like them. And I think that's definitely a case for some of them. Other ones, I don't think they publicized enough, because they were just shoving so much stuff out at once and they just couldn't afford to spend the amount of money they needed to. I think we are going to see a bit more of a change from this as a push on pushing, you know, the ones that they have got more, and big films are getting more publicity in cinemas and stuff. But I think we are going to see a bit of a change with this. But yeah, so overall, just sad to see this happening. There were some great shows in there. It's disappointing to see that this has happened. Again, it was disappointing as well that Disney didn't really inform anybody that this was going to be happening. They did say in their quarterly results that something would be happening like this, but they didn't really get into any specifics. Now, originally I thought this might be a lot of like Hulu content leaving, but no, they really did kind of hit on those originals, writing them off as basically failures. They just did not pull in enough subscribers, if any. The viewing numbers were down, and there were some big ones in there. I mean, Willow was obviously a big series, a lot of attention on it, but unfortunately not enough people checked it out. You know, you only had to look at the Nielsen streaming numbers to show that people just were not checking that show out. It never made the top 10 once, and that's not good for a series which costs millions of dollars. So yeah, there was a lot of hope that that one might have been saved, but I kind of looked at it the opposite way. That was probably the most expensive item that they wanted to kind of get off the books. But yeah, so that was definitely the bad news from over the weekend. There's been a little bit of, some stuff has been removed in some countries. There might be a few things still showing up that haven't fully gone, but I suspect that they will be completely gone. There might be some more removals coming up in the future, but it did seem that that was the big purge. And we saw a big purge of stuff last year, but this was definitely, it just wiped out so much stuff, and it is just disappointing for us as fans, for creators. It just sucks. It just really does suck. But let me know what you think of all of this in the comments below. Let's now shift over to some good news. So last week, Disney also announced a brand new series of 10 animated shorts called Kazuyasumoto Generation Fire that's going to be debuting on Disney Plus around the world on Wednesday the 5th of July. This brand new series of shorts features stories from creators hailing from Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. Hopefully we'll get a trailer for these ones pretty soon. I'm looking forward to seeing this kind of stuff. It's always nice, I think, when Disney go out and kind of allow other people to create stuff for Disney Plus. We've seen great success with Visions and also like with the Spark shorts and stuff like that. So I definitely feel like this one is something I just want to check out. Some of them might not be very good, but there's going to be some great ones in here as well. I can tell that's going to happen. But yeah, let me know if you're excited about this brand new series in the comments below. It was also announced over the weekend that Bleach Thousand Year Blood War Part 2, The Separation, will be returning to Disney streaming services around the world with new episodes from July the 8th, 2023. The second part will be available on Hulu in the United States, Star Plus in Latin America, except for Brazil, and on Disney Plus internationally. We also got a brand new trailer for this one as well. I know there's a lot of people that are excited about Bleach. It was definitely a big hit when it arrived on Disney streaming services earlier this year. And yeah, just continuing that trend of kind of international releases for all of these kind of anime shows that Disney have been picking up. They do pull in a number of viewers, but also as well, it's a different kind of audience. But also, more importantly, they're probably a lot cheaper to make than like big like drama series and stuff. But it's just great to see more Bleach, and obviously you can watch the previous season. I'm also Bleached, there's like 16 seasons of that. You'll find that one Disney Plus internationally, Hulu in the US. But let me know, are you excited about the return of Bleach in the comments below? And finally, let's now talk about Futurama, because we're going to be getting some brand new episodes dropping onto Hulu in the United States and on Disney Plus. It's been confirmed for Canada, no word yet on when it's going to be arriving in other countries like the UK. But we're going to be getting new episodes for Monday the 24th of July with new episodes every week. So this is a continuation of Futurama. It's been about 10 years since the show aired. I'm looking forward to this one. I love watching Futurama years ago. I actually probably should kind of go through and kind of catch up, because I'm sure there's some episodes I've probably missed over the years. But let me know, are you excited about the return of Futurama? Let me know in the comments below. So in our comment of the day, John asks, why don't they put all the removed content on physical media? I think this is a very interesting concept, because there's been a lot of comments about the fact that physical media is important. People need physical media so this kind of stuff isn't so impactful. Being able to get these kind of films and shows would have kind of offset that. If they're on DVD or if they're on digital platforms as well, then they can still be removed from digital platforms. But it is really interesting. But unfortunately, let's look at it kind of realistically. Physical media has been sort of dying off. You know, DVD sales and Blu-ray sales have been dropping off. You go into a store, how many places now sell them? You know, the sections are getting smaller and smaller because less and people are buying them. I haven't bought any for years. Now, I am someone that used to have this bookshelf behind me. I used to have like 5 different bookshelves full of DVDs. I used to collect VHSs. I used to have like stacks and stuff. I had thousands of them. I've had Betamaxes. I've had Laserdiscs. I've had HD DVDs. I've had Blu-rays, 4Ks. And then at one point I was moving house and like they were just being, you know, boxed up, boxed, unboxed, not barely being used. And then I was kind of living with my in-laws for a couple of years while we were saving to buy a house, and realized at that point that this stuff had all been in a warehouse for 3 years and never been touched. And then when we moved into our new place, it was like, right, I haven't used this in over 3 years. And I got rid of nearly all of them. I still kept my Disney ones. I still got probably about a couple of hundred, but only a few. And even then, they have been underneath the cupboard in a box for 3 years. I've never used them. And so that is why people are not using physical media. Now, there is definitely a case that there is people that like them. There is definitely a market for putting out special limited edition. I think that's something that Disney should be looking at a little bit more, kind of going after the vinyl route. But ultimately, a lot of these shows and films would not sell enough. And that is one of the key problems. And I feel like, you know, physical media, a lot of people are kind of looking at it with rose-tinted glasses. Unfortunately, they do deteriorate. They do check. I've had DVDs that have fallen apart, VHSs that have crinkled and you've not been able to use them, 4K, you know, like HD DVDs that I brought for my Xbox Drive. That device can't even get it anymore. I'd have to find some kind of, you know, This is the problem of physical media, is as time goes on, so they become more and more problematic. You can't even buy like single DVD players or Blu-ray players because some of the companies have stopped making them. You can get secondhand stuff and Xboxes and stuff, but we are going to see a big shift. I mean, how many times now do I buy a video game that comes on a disc and then you realize that there's absolutely nothing on the disc? And yes, it's just a waste of plastic. So I think there's definitely a market, I think, for niche for physical media, but streaming has changed all. I think it would have been better had they been available digitally, but the main reason they've got rid of them is because not enough people watched them, and they can save more money by writing them off as a tax purposes than actually doing this way. But I'd love to know your thoughts on all of this. Let me know in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsonatdisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe, and I shall see you guys in another video. Later.